You can get unstuck only if you see what keeps you stuck. My teacher, Robert Hartman, famously said, "To know good, you need to study evil. To turn your life around, you need to study what keeps you stuck." As I am gearing up to teach the machine that we call the racket, I am getting emails from participants, people who registered in the workshop. Those who are smart, not many skeptical, come prepared. Armed and having witnessed enough of the distinction and the process to be able to recognize it on themselves by buying the racket course. Have questions. I am sure the rest of them want me to do all the work, and make them good, pretty, slim, smart, happy, rich. Did I leave anything out? The racket is a machine. It has a trigger that is an on switch. And it even has an off switch. All rackets behave the same way. The difference between people is one thing and one thing only: do they see themselves as cause or effect? If you see yourself as cause, then you will get intensely curious about the racket. And will do what you can to learn how it works, intimately, deeply and also widely, so you can easily catch when inadvertently you click the on switch. If and when you catch that you turned on the machine, you can actually turn it off. And you can see that the crucial difference between people who do and people who don't is a spiritual DNA capacity we call responsibility, instead of a name that would not be so universally misunderstood. I am going to experiment what happens if and when I rename the capacity to ownership. Owning what belongs to you. Not grab what belongs to another and wear it like an acquisition. No, own what you have. If you don't, that thing owns you. There is no person who doesn't have a racket. Without ownership, without you owning your racket, the racket owns you. It makes your life go the way it wants it to. And you have no power. None. Not over anything. Not over your attitude, not over what you say, not over what you do. The racket does. The racket has all the power. The machine. And all you can do is watch and maybe be mortified. It is like boarding a bus that says success is a destination, but it takes you to ruin. Or it says health is a destination, but you buy everything anyone says will work, make you smarter, make you sharper, make you sleep well. And either don't use them, or use them all and nothing changes. If nothing changes, nothing changes. Obviously, I am not talking in that sentence about who is the president, or if there are no mutations of a virus, or if Bitcoin is rallying or whatever outside of you. I am always talking to you, about your behavior, about your mindset, about your hardware. Hardware? Yes. I have been participating in different positions in transformation for 36 years. Transformation is a phenomenon, a fact or situation that is observed to exist or happen, especially one whose cause or explanation is in question, where you suddenly see/feel/think different and therefore act different. Most programs try to cause you to see/feel/think different about yourself, about what you are afraid to do. But unless what you see/feel/think are astute, accurate, truthful, your results will be still disastrous. What you see/feel/think can be still delusional. When your responsibility gene is turned on, you need to start looking, asking questions, and do it a lot. The more you look, and ask the questions and look some more, you'll start to see/feel/think what belongs to you, and start seeing/feeling/thinking as an owner. A cause in your actions, and a cause in your results. Your delusions fall away. And your astuteness level rises. Dramatically. If you don't ask the questions, if you don't look, and don't do it enough, then all bets are off. If you look at other people instead of yourself, all bets are off. You see that ownership is not a walk in the park. It is not always good news. It is not comfortable. It is going to be jarring. Often. Of course, if you are like Teddy in The Gambler's Jury, the book, you'll say, "It's not fair." And will insist on life coddling you, you will insist to be given your daily bread. You'll remain the same. A child in a man's body. Or woman's. We use the racket process to teach and indoctrinate ownership. It can take you from ordinary sniveling twerp to a Marine, who lives by the credo, improvise, adapt, overcome. The Marine training takes 13 grueling weeks, the applicants are screened, and only about 80% makes it through. You think it is going to take less to be trained to go from where you are to someone worth a damn? Dream on. So unless you bring a commitment comparable to a Marine cadet's commitment to this work, you'll end up with nothing. I have spent the past week with Marissa Murgatroyd. She is selling her 13-week training to create courses in the way she does. I find out that a normal online course has only 97% completion record. Her special course, Pay Attention, has an almost 50% completion record. Muscle test says 30%, but let's not nitpick. Which means people, you, have only a small chance to get what you paid for, due to what you see slash feel slash think today. Which means that your chances to use what you pay for is small. With the DNA adjustment, your chances grow to 30%. With the practice and mastering ownership through the racket process, your chances grow to 70%. Is this true without the DNA adjustment? Not at all. I have a former friend who completed Marissa's course. Yesterday I checked her website, and she isn't doing very well. When I muscle test her gene situation, she has one of her child genes still on. She has permission gene off. And she has her responsibility slash ownership gene off. And she is a PhD, beautiful, well-spoken, but without the DNA adjustment most people will have their thermostat set low, thermostat for happiness, success, health, wealth. No matter what they try to do about it. The changes will be temporary. Of course if you are a motivational speaker, that is great, the same people will come back again and again. You'll never run out of an audience. Because even if you manage to change what someone sees slash things slash feels temporarily, the change is like a flash in the pan. But with the DNA adjustment plus the training, this is suddenly not true. That is why I call the workshops create a turning point in your life, because just like time tabbing, creating many tiny turns, you can create a 180 turn, over time. The workshop is at 4 p.m. ET, meaning 10 p.m. in Europe, and 1 p.m. in California. If you got this message, you'll find a Saturday in your busy schedule that you can come. I plan to do these every other Saturday, so you can create those turning points that can turn your life completely around. Towards success, towards love, towards health, towards fulfillment. A workshop is not a teaching course, it is an experiential event. And because each person has many rackets, each person can benefit from regularly coming to a workshop where we dig out, unconceal one of those. Then there are 2 weeks for the participant to deal with what that means to their lives. Each exposed racket can make your life a whole lot more. Not accidentally, because it pulls a source of indecent pleasure, a dopamine source, that has been using your life for its own purposes. If you are not where you want to be in life, you can bet your sweet ass that you have many rackets. Some stronger than others. You can bet that you have been giving up success, joy, health, relationships, for the sick pleasure of making someone wrong, or getting off the hook, or dominating. The payoffs of the racket. You'll thank me after the workshop, I promise. If you don't like it, I give your money back. No problem. I actually want people to say no. There is honesty in there. Get the racket course www.yourvibration.com/racket. Or just get the workshop, go to www.yourvibration.com/turningpoint.